Join us Friday, November 27th for our Fun Drive finale, celebrating our donors, volunteers, and programmers with one big party. Join us at the Wise Hall at Adenac in Victoria for Nardwar and the Evaporators, White Lun, Mount Career, improv and sketch comedy by Pump Trolley Comedy, plus spoken word and CITR trivia. Bid on silent auction items and win prizes. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the show begins at 9. It's all ages with bar service for those 19 and older.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Before the break, that was Enchanted Woods by Stuart St. John. And we have David Berselli, the author of The Revolutionary Trauma Release Process, on the phone. Thank you for your patience. Hi, David.
Hello there. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for the invitation to be on your show.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being on the show. I've been reading your book and trying out some of the exercises, and I really want to talk about the exercises today. But first of all, I want to start off with a bit about your background. Can you, you've been spent a lot of time in war-torn countries, and I'd love to hear a little bit about what inspired you to write this book.
Well, what happened was I was living in many countries in Africa and the Middle East, and because I was living in countries that were experiencing war, I was experiencing the effects that war has on myself psychologically, emotionally, physically. But what was very interesting was I was watching humanity as it lives at its very edge of life and death struggling, because in war situations, every day is a confrontation with death, and humanity lives different at that edge than it lives in general calm and peaceful states. And so I had the opportunity for about 9 years to observe how I and others were living at the edge of our existence almost on a daily level, to see how do we relate to each other, how do we function, how do things change or adjust inside of our body and our psyche to manage to live at this type of intensity.
Wonderful. And one of the things in the book that you noticed when you were experiencing, there's one story in the book where you were actually in a building that was, there were bombs going off outside.
Right. This was in Lebanon many years ago, and we were in a building that was being shelled by mortar shells. And myself and seven other people got stuck in the basement of this building, and the shelling was all day long. They were either hitting close to the building or hitting the building at times. And so we were living in a state of terror for about 8 hours. And what we discovered was that every time our a mortar shell would hit close to the building or hit the building, we would all crouch instinctually, move into a fetal position. But we never realized that we were doing this in a very unconscious manner. And so I began to observe, how did our body actually respond when it thought it was about to be killed? And what it did was moved instinctually into this fetal position. And from that observation, I began to ask the questions, well, what muscles caused the fetal position to occur? How do we do it? How do we know to do it instinctually? Like if you heard a loud sound right now outside your window, you would crouch down immediately, but you wouldn't think about it. You would do it almost like blinking your eyes in sort of an automatic response. So I began to observe that, and I began to realize that all of us that were living in war were actually repeating this pattern over and over and over, whereas when I lived in situations of peace and calm, that pattern was never necessary, so we never did it.
So people who are, and in our society, one of the things that you bring through from this trauma release process and the exercises is a trembling. So actually, if you want to get on the air and ask a question, give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. If you've suffered trauma and you want to ask David Berselli a question, feel free to give us a call. So David, the trembling, now that's something in the book you talk about how animals do that. If an animal's been attacked, once it gets free, it trembles for a long time. But we don't do that in our society. It's something that we've kind of repressed.
Yeah. What I also discovered in another situation of bombing was that when I was in a bomb shelter, the children in the bomb shelter were shaking in terror, much as we shiver when we're cold. And it felt like the same thing because I was holding these children and they were shaking this tremendous terror. And what I realized was is that as adults, we simply learned how to control the behavior. But if we allowed ourselves to be natural and normal, we would in fact shiver or shake, if you will, even after stressful events. And we have that in our culture all the time. When we get angry, sometimes we find ourselves shaking with anger. Or when we get nervous or scared, maybe after a car accident that isn't even very severe, we might get out of the car and we'll be shaking all over. Or people, even for positive occasions, they say, you know, I was standing in front of the altar and I was getting married and my legs were shaking. I couldn't stop it because I was so scared. Or when we give a lecture, our voice might quiver or our jaw might quiver. And what I discovered is humans actually do shake as well, but we have the ability to stop the shaking mechanism. And animals in the wild, simply after a traumatic event, when they escape it, they actually go away and they shiver or shake all over their bodies, much like if you see a horse after it falls and it gets up. It'll shake sometimes for half an hour all over its body. And what it's doing in that shaking process is discharging that anxiety state that have chemicals associated with it and actually restoring itself back to its natural state. So animals in the wild actually don't suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, even though they live in the possibility of life or death every day, and only humans do.
So, David, now you've worked with soldiers and veterans and people who have severe post-traumatic stress, and how does the trauma release process help them? Do they get completely cured, or is it a process? Can you describe a little bit more about how that works and how it's
right.
helping people?
Okay, I was just at Luke Air Force Base the other day, and I was giving a workshop there. And it's very interesting. The soldiers that have been deployed many times, when they do these tremors, they actually look like little children shivering all over their body. That's how it manifests itself. And so what they do is they continue to keep repeating this, let's say every day for 10 days as an example. They keep doing the exercises and keep getting the tremor mechanism. What it does is it very gradually begins to reduce the high states of anxiety in which they're living, which is called in medical terms a sympathetic response. That's our fight or flight response when we're nervous. Well, they come back with that fight or flight response still turned on, which is why they get into some difficulties back in the U.S. or Canada, because they're coming back and they're very highly charged still with the overexcitement of living in war. And so these exercises continue to reduce that high energetic charge, and that what their consistent report is, I can finally sleep at night, I feel restful, I don't feel anxious inside, my thoughts aren't racing, and my body simply feels more relaxed. Well, those are natural responses to any type of medication or physical exercise, if you will, that allows the body to calm itself down. These tremors simply do that very quickly because they are the natural mechanism in the body to actually reduce this high charge after a traumatic or stressful event.
Wonderful. So, David, first of all, people might be listening and wondering how to do the exercises. And there are pictures in your book, and you also have a DVD. So where can people find these exercises? Where can they purchase your book?
Well, the publisher for the exercises is Namaste Publisher, so they could go to that website and look for them there, or they could go to my website, which is traumaprevention.com, and they can buy them there. They can also buy the book on Amazon as well. It's available. So there's a number of places they could buy the book. The DVD they'd have to either buy from Namaste Publishers or directly from me.
Okay, so the website is namastepublishing.com. You can also search for it. If you just Google David Burselli, you'll find his website. And the name of the book is The Revolutionary Trauma Release Process. And so, David, I've been trying these exercises, and I have a few questions. How many times a week do you recommend doing the trauma release exercises?
Well, it's a little bit unfortunate, but it really depends on the person's own physical sort of abilities and their state of mind. And here's why I say that. Some people do these exercises and they can lay on the floor, which is the last exercise, and they'll be tremoring. And they'll tremor for maybe 5 minutes and they'll feel exhausted. Other people will lay on the floor and they could tremor for an hour and think it feels wonderful and relaxing and calming for them, and they can do that. And so I allow people to follow their bodies, because instinctually the body basically will give a signal that says, this is too much, or this is wonderful, I love it, so keep giving it to me. Or some people may go into some deep emotions if the trauma begins to surface and they start to cry or they start to feel anxious. Well, if those emotions are kind of strong, I tell people to just stop the exercise, slow things down, and wait and do it the next day. In general, about 15 minutes of shaking every second or third day seems to be a general pattern for most people.
And so for, I mean, I can only speak from my own experience, but listeners of this show know that I grew up in foster care, so I had continual trauma, but it's not the same kind of like being in war. It's that kind of low-grade trauma that just sort of wears on you year in and year out. And so how long does it take for, and then there's other people who have traumas. I mean, everybody pretty much has experienced some kind of trauma in their life, whether it was a car accident or a death of a loved one or something. I mean, all of these events are traumatic for us. So what is the process of, like, how long does it take someone who maybe has been in war versus someone who is just a regular person who's experienced day-to-day traumas? How long does it take a person to release these through using the exercises?
What you speak of in terms of your childhood and growing up is what's considered a soft trauma. There's nothing that really happened. It's just the way you had lived life, in a sense, was, like you said, low-grade trauma. Well, it's sort of a soft trauma, meaning you're being affected by your very lifestyle. Many of us have that kind of lifestyle, certainly in childhood, if we grew up with an alcoholic parent, as an example, lived in anxiety but were never abused. We just constantly lived in a state of fear or anxiousness. And so those types of traumas that are long-term like that will take a number of months for them to eventually begin to release themselves at their very deepest level. But if you were in a car accident yesterday, as an example, within just about two or three times of doing the exercises, the body can recorrect itself and, if you will, reset itself back to its calm state again. So it seems to be that the more fresh the trauma is in the organism, the easier it is to resolve that. And the older or the longer-term traumas take more time for the body, which would make sense because when we're talking about these tremor mechanisms and the exercises, I'm really talking about the musculature of the body. So we're talking about physiology and anatomy. And if you spent 18 years of your life living in low-grade trauma, then you really learn to develop a very strong pattern in the muscle tissue itself. Different from if you're in a car accident at the age of 24 and, you know, nothing physically was damaged, it was just shocking to you. Well, you have a pretty healthy body that you're working with, and the trauma isn't embedded so long-term in the muscle tissue.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for clarifying that. So but what about for someone who is a veteran who's been in war? I mean, yourself, you have been in these war-torn countries in buildings where you're being bombed. How long does it take for that kind of trauma to heal?
Well, I tell soldiers when they come back, they need to do the exercises every day for 10 days straight. Because what we're doing is first turning off that excited system in their body, the sympathetic nervous response, and getting it to turn off. Now, if they do it every day for 10 days, what they're literally doing is retraining the body to go back to a relaxed state. And then once they've done it for 10 days, I tell them do it about every other day or every third day for about 2 months. And almost inevitably, they've restored themselves back to the state that they were in before they even went to war. So they can actually, within 2 months, restore themselves back to a very calm and relaxed state again.
Awesome. Well, we have a caller on the line here for you with a question. Hi, go ahead, caller. What's your question?
Hi. Well, listen, you said the animal can recover from it. You know, there's no such thing like a disorder, you know, after being hit. And, you know, you always notice whenever the dog, for example, is being hit as in some age, and then it, after years, just change the owners. And whenever you do some gesture that could remind them, you know, being hit again, they will kind of just lean down. So they do remember those things.
Well, what's interesting about this have discovered that domesticated animals actually demonstrate signs of post-traumatic disorder. But animals in the wild do not. And the difference between those two is animals in the wild will always have an escape route available to them. They don't feel locked in or caged in. But when we domesticate them and put them in a house or in a cage, there's no escape route. And so they actually do learn to live in states of anxiety and fear. And so what you're talking about is exactly right. Now that they're domesticated and they no longer have available to them their natural resources of running away or being in the wild, etc., then they do demonstrate symptoms of post-traumatic stress.
So it sounds like what the caller was describing is someone who has been a pet who has been abused, and it's, you know, if a pet gets hit once, they're probably not going to be traumatized forever. They get over it. But a pet who's been constantly abused for a long period of time, that's when they start to develop the cowering when they see someone move their hand quickly or that
right.
kind of thing.
But that's because we took away their natural instinctual behaviors by forcing them to live in caged environments. And so then they're adapting to that. And one of the ways they adapt to it is by living on startled response or alert all the time. You can get a lion in the Serengeti in Tanzania, and he could be living in danger every day as well, but he doesn't live in the terror of that every moment, whereas a domesticated animal could live in fear all day long of being hit.
Wonderful. Well, it's time for a break already, so we'll be back with more Synchronicity. You may be listening at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. Keep listening. We'll be back with more of David Berselli. He is the author of The Revolutionary Trauma Release Process here on Synchronicity.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
One, two!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
fun!
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled, yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. We are speaking with David Berselli. He is the author of The Revolutionary Trauma Release Process. He's also a clinical social worker, a licensed massage therapist, a certified bioenergetics therapist, and a certified field traumatologist and a spiritual director. So he's got lots of qualifications. Did you, David, study the massage and the kinesiology type stuff after living in these war-torn countries, or has it always been an interest of yours?
No, actually, it was because I was in these war-torn countries that I began to see patterns in people and began to ask questions. So studying massage therapy was my way of studying the anatomy and physiology of the person to understand what muscles were being evoked and in the certain movements to actually pull us into the fetal position. And then bioenergetic analysis, I studied that because that had some of the vibrational mechanisms involved in it, and it was about studying and reading bodies. And then spiritual direction, I actually got a degree in theology because when I was experiencing this tremendous violence, my belief systems about humanity or God or consciousness or the cosmos were very seriously challenged, because when you see humanity sort of at its ugliest or at its worst, you begin to ask questions about why do we do this to each other? How could this happen? Why do we allow this to happen? Is there a God? Those types of questions. So everything gets very disturbed, meaning the body, the mind, and the spirit, when you're confronting these types of horrors that humanity inflicts on itself. And so I studied them all to try to understand who are humans and how do we react and why do we react the way that we do.
Thank you. Well, if you want to get on the air and ask David Berselli a question about trauma and the trauma release process, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can also email me, spiritualshow@gmail.com. So, David, and again, you can find his book on Amazon or through Namaste Publishing. And what is your website again, David?
TraumaPrevention.com.
TraumaPrevention.com. And so you go around and you teach veterans and survivors of war how to do this process. Do you teach regular members of society as well? How does that work? Do you have workshops?
Yeah. Actually, I do a lot of workshops, and I do them around the world. And the workshops I do are for all types of categories of people, if you will, because these exercises, although they work extremely well for trauma, if people are living just high stressful lives, parents maybe who are having difficulty financially right now, holding onto their house or raising their children, people in general have stressful lives. And these exercises work extremely well for reducing the level of stress that people are generally living under, and then bring them back to a calmer state. So even though they haven't left the stressful positions or circumstances they're living in, they are actually able to stay calm within them and therefore more creative and, in a sense, more engaged with life. Because when you live at a calm state, you can actually be within stressful situations without it being so disturbing or upsetting. So I work with corporations who have high-intensity jobs, and so that their personnel are under a lot of stress. I work with a lot of medical professionals, too, who are also under a lot of stress. Firemen, policemen, EMTs, those types of professions, also very stressful. So I work with general populations as well as those who would be identified as traumatized populations.
So it sounds, David, like when people are under this stress from financial difficulties or like we described growing up in childhood with an alcoholic parent, that can be for some people, especially if you don't have the coping mechanisms and you don't have the way of releasing the stress, that can be soft trauma in itself.
Yeah, it's definitely soft trauma, because the issue about trauma or how you would identify it is that you're in a circumstance that you can't change, but it's causing you to live in some state of high alert on a regular basis. Now, that's what stress would be, too. If I had a job, and let's say I'd been working for 5 years in a job where my boss and I didn't get along, as an example, and I lived under stress and anxiety of deadlines and contracts and that sort of thing, that could be considered low-grade trauma, or if you will, soft trauma. The person is constantly readjusting themselves inside their body, different hormones being created to keep them at a high stress level, the adrenal glands running constantly. Those people would have post-trauma symptoms, meaning they can't sleep at night, they have disturbing memories or thoughts, they have high emotional anxiety, outbursts, those types of things. Those would all be symptoms of both trauma and stress.
So it sounds like pretty much anyone can benefit from these exercises.
Well, yes, because the exercises simply evoke a natural mechanism that's already in the body. So humans have this mechanism in it. These exercises evoke or activate that mechanism, and once it's reactivated, the body will continue to use it anytime it's in stress or in some sort of traumatic experience, and it will use it naturally and organically to calm itself back down again.
Okay, well, I have a little bit more to ask you. And if you want to get on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com if you're shy to get on the air, and I can pass your question on to David. So, David, I've been doing these exercises myself with my therapist, and because I'm only with her an hour or two every week, I also have been talking about my week with her. And so I'm wondering, is it still effective if you're doing the exercises and you're doing the tremoring while you're speaking with someone or listening to music or reading a book or watching television? Or does it have to be silent? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, actually, all of those are possible, and here's why that is. The exercises are purely an anatomical response in the body, meaning there's a mechanism inside the muscle that's causing the tremoring. Now, when I'm working with some clients, I'll have them get the tremoring response first, and then while they're laying down on the floor and they're tremoring and I'm sitting beside them, we'll begin to talk, and so they can begin to process some sort of emotional story or event that they're talking about, and I'll actually begin to watch the tremors change and adjust, meaning the body is directly associated with the story that they're telling me. However, a lot of times in soldiers, as an example, or not just them, but many of us, policemen, firemen, we don't like to go back over the story again. And I often get this all the time. I don't want to talk about the event. And I'll say, okay, just do the tremoring, but make sure your body tremors, and then you could watch TV or listen to music, you could read a book, you could actually distract yourself, because the tremors are actually what's of value, not the fact that you need to consciously be engaged with them. If you are tremoring and a thought comes up or an emotion surfaces, it is somehow directly related to the tension pattern at that moment that the body is releasing, because the contracted muscle may hold the key to how you keep remembering these emotions or these thoughts over and over again. And once that contracted muscle begins to release, the brain will get the signal that says, oh, I remember I contracted that at 10 years old when I broke my arm and I forgot all about it. Or I remember that I used to be pulled by my arm by my mom when she would be mad. Those sorts of things, you actually begin to remember these types of things. Some people may have an emotional discharge for it, but others may just say, oh, it was just the memory, and I know where that came from, and now it's released from the muscle, and I simply feel more relaxed.
So when we're talking about releasing it from the muscle, we'll use the example of the arm being broken or being pulled. Once that is released, that in that one session, is it gone forever, or is it something that may still come up and need to be cleared?
No, it can actually leave completely. The body can restore itself back to its natural state. So it may take 4 or 5 sessions, depending on how severe the pulling from the mother was or how severe the arm break was. But when it releases, it actually releases completely. It's not like it's just a temporary release of it. The body actually gets rid of it. And once it releases it from the muscle tissue, it actually begins to anatomically restore itself back to its natural state. That would be the healthiest state for the body, to get rid of as much tension in the muscle tissue as it can, so it can bring itself back to its most organic state, and therefore it would survive longer on the planet. It's really about evolution. So when we're working with these tremors, we're working with the natural evolutionary process of the human body.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for clarifying that for me. And so it's time now for another break. We're speaking with David Berselli. He is the author of The Revolutionary Trauma Release Process. And in the book, he teaches you these exercises that actually get your body trembling so that your muscles and your body can release those tensions and those memories and those traumas. So we'll talk more about that in just a moment. If you have a question for David Berselli, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, or you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com. Again, that number is 604-822-2487. We'll be back with more David Berselli on Synchronicity in just a moment.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time. Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Join us Friday, November 27th for our Fun Drive finale, celebrating our donors, volunteers, and programmers with one big party. Join us at the Wise Hall at Adenac in Victoria for Nardwar and the Evaporators, White Lun, Mount Career, improv and sketch comedy by Pump Trolley Comedy, plus spoken word and CITR trivia. Bid on silent auction items and win prizes. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the show begins at 9. It's all ages with bar service for those 19 and older.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. We are speaking with David Berselli. He is the author of The Revolutionary Trauma Release Process. So if you have a question about trauma or the book, give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, and I'll put you on the air. You can ask your question. You can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com, and there should be a link. There's actually a link to Dr. David Berselli's website through my blog, which is spiritualshow.com/blog. So check it out. David, thank you again for being on the show.
Oh, thank you very much for the invitation.
Thanks. So I want people to get this book because I think it's really important, especially, I mean, for myself as someone who has suffered through, like we've talked about, soft trauma through the years. I mean, you talk about the outbursts and you talk about the stress and the thoughts. I mean, I know that that goes on for a lot of people. It's a lot of times when people think of trauma, they think, oh, it must have been like seeing someone be murdered or dealing with, you know, war or something really horrific, but it's not always so dramatic.
Well, that's true. And that's one of the things I try to sort of dispel. People get frightened of the word trauma even, and we spend our whole life trying to guarantee that nothing traumatic is going to happen to us. But it's actually extremely commonplace, and not only commonplace, for humans through all of our existence on this planet, we've constantly experienced traumas. What's very interesting about them is that traumas, when we experience them, or stress or anxiety, when we get through it on the other side, we actually have learned something about life and something usually about ourselves. So when you hear a lot of these stories on TV or on the radio where people are saying, well, this was the worst thing that ever happened in my life, and I wish it had never happened, but since that time, I've changed my life, or I feel completely different, or I've seen life in a new way, or I live life at a deeper level. Trauma and stress, when we survive it, we actually gain a kind of wisdom from that process. And what happens is that wisdom is actually unavailable to us until we resolve the stress or trauma that we've lived through. But when we resolve it, then we seem to have access at a deeper level of consciousness to who we are and what life is about. And so it's actually very important as part of our life process not to experience stress or trauma, but to figure out how to get through it when it happens to us, so that on the other side we've got like a learning lesson or a piece of wisdom that we got from that experience in life.
That's so true. Again, if you want to get on the air, we have just a few minutes with David Burselli, author of The Revolutionary Trauma Release Process. The number is 604-822-2487. So, David, like I said, I do want people to get this book because I think it's so important. And when I told my therapist that I wanted to try these exercises, I had her read the book. And it's something that she actually learned in a workshop. You know, therapists go and they they update their skills. So it is something that's known. This isn't just a totally brand new thing. People are starting to get the idea in the medical community, in the psychology community, that tremoring is beneficial to release those muscle memories.
Well, yeah, it is actually becoming much more recognized and more researched. What the difficulty of this whole behavior of tremoring in the body has come from is that in the past, and even now, when we diagnose people with clinical problem, let's say that they have anxiety or they have post-traumatic stress disorder or generalized anxiety disorder, what we did was we asked them, are you tremoring? And tremoring became one of the pathological indicators that they might have something wrong with them. So we actually took this natural mechanism, pathologized it, and then used it as a diagnostic feature. Then what we did was we gave them medication to stop the tremoring response. And now we're recognizing that this tremoring response was, in fact, the natural mechanism of the body to try to get them out of generalized anxiety disorder or their post-trauma reactions. And that's why it happened so organic and natural in the body after a traumatic or stressful event. Many people find themselves tremoring. That doesn't mean that they're sick. It means the tremoring response was precisely what the body was trying to evoke to reduce the anxiety and stress that they've just experienced.
It's so amazing how our bodies are really designed to take care of themselves and to heal themselves. And while Western medicine has done a lot to help us, there are also a lot of cases where medication is actually doing more harm than good.
Yeah, what we discovered was that what we call Western medicine actually is very valuable, as is Eastern medicine. But there are times when we need to allow the body to actually have its natural processes. There are times when we might need medication to help, in a sense, encourage the body in the direction that it needs to go to heal. Antibiotics are a great example of that. They help the body heal. But then there are other times when we need to allow the body to actually restore itself at its own natural pace and with its own natural mechanisms.
So, David, I want to talk a little bit more about the exercises. There are some exercises where you offer a couple of different options for people who may be physically unable to do them. So I want to make it clear for people who might pick up the book and have questions. That's why I want to get all the questions that I have out there right now. Some of the exercises, for instance, there's one where you lift up on your toes, and I have like a funny ankle problem, so on one of those I only sort of do it halfway, or some days I might skip it altogether, and I'm still, as long as you're still able to bring up the trembling, is it okay to slightly modify some of the exercises?
Oh, yeah, I have people who greatly modify the exercises, which is absolutely fine. You're right, the tremoring in the end is what you're trying to get to. But if people have had hip replacements or knee problems or back problems, they won't be able to do the exercises as they're designed in the book. The video explains a little bit more of these broader parameters of how to do the exercises. But the bottom line is actually take care of your body. Be cautious and respectful of the limitations that your body is living in right now. And if an exercise hurts, don't do it. If you can only do it in a moderated form, then do it that way. Because what I try to do is get people not to push themselves. You know, we have this whole adage, you know, no pain, no gain. in these exercises, that's exactly the opposite of what I want to have happen. I want them to stay within their limitations of their body so that they actually work with the physiology that they're in at the present moment and don't try to push it somewhere. Because even if they do the exercises in a moderated form, they will still get the tremors. It may take a little bit longer, or they may get them more mildly at first rather than more intensely, but they'll still be able to get them. And so if they continue to keep doing it over time, they'll get them just as easily as anybody else who can do the exercises at a more advanced level, if you will.
Excellent. And you do talk about this in the book and on the DVD, but I just want to make it clear that everyone's going to have a slightly different response. In the DVD I was watching, and there were some people who were shaking quite violently. They were like really tremoring. And other people who you could barely see it at all, but you could tell that there was like an inner trembling going on.
Right. Right, and that's the whole point. Each person has their own history in their body, and no two histories are identical, even if children grew up in the same household. And we all hold our stress patterns in different ways. And some of us are more invested in holding on to that stress pattern. So you might not see the tremors very strongly until we can do them a number of times and allow ourselves to feel more relaxed about letting go and not needing to be in control, et cetera, et cetera. And others have worked a lot of issues in their life, and they lay on the floor and they let go of control, and you see these strong movements and that sort of thing. But everybody's body will start exactly where it can, so that every time you do the exercises, literally your body is doing it 100% correct, meaning it's tremoring to the degree and in the muscles that it can tremor at. And then when you do it tomorrow, it may be a completely different experience, and the same with the third or fourth day. So it really is about following the body, just activating the tremors, and then just following what they do.
Well, thank you, David, so much for being on the show. Again, the name of the book is The Revolutionary Trauma Release Process. You can find it through namastepublishing.com and on Amazon. And again, your website is, David?
TraumaPrevention.com.
TraumaPrevention.com. And there's also a link to that on my blog at spiritualshow.com. So is there anything that you would like to add? We have just a few minutes left in the show, and I'd like to allow you to say whatever you feel needs to be said about this book and about the trauma release process.
Yeah, I'd like to go one more level with this because of the spiritual nature of your show. What I've discovered is that people who do these tremors over a period of time, they begin to feel a resonance or a vibration in their body that somehow feels, as they articulate it, a deeper resonance within their being of themselves. And it tends to have sort of expansive consciousness attached to it, that when they bring their body back to its appropriate resonance or vibratory rate, they actually feel the planet or the universe or the cosmos, however you want to say it, a closer connection to that vibratory rate. So I'm beginning to sense that people with chronic tension in their bodies, when they begin to release that chronic tension, their body goes back not just to a natural state physically, but back to some sort of organic state where they feel the natural vibrational frequency of their body and of the planet, and therefore feel an increased consciousness from the experience.
Wonderful. Okay, well, I really want to thank you so much for being on the show. And again, the name of the book is The Revolutionary Trauma Release Process. You are listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. And that was David Berselli. His last name is spelled B-E-R-C-E-L-I. You can Google him, and there's lots of information there on his website. So thank you again, David, so much for being on the show.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate the invitation.
Thank you. So coming up in just a few minutes is Scotty Scenic Drive here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I'm going to leave you now with Lullabies for Grownups. This is from Kate Kohler's Clouds album. And we'll be back with more Synchronicity next week at 9 a.m. Pacific right here on CITR. Have a wonderful weekend.